So this morning we want to examine Done in One Day Part 2. Done in One Day Part 2. And it reminded me as I was trying to, the back passage, 2 Samuel chapter 9. 2 Samuel chapter 9, we read from verses 1 to 13. 2 Samuel, I want you to listen carefully as I read. 2 Samuel chapter 9. David and Mephibosheth. David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Now there was a servant of Saul household named Ziba. They called him to appear before David. And the king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" "Your servant," he replied. The king asked, "Is there no one still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?" Ziba answered the king, "There is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. Ziba answered, "He is at the house of Machir, son of Anemiel, in Lodiba." King David had him brought from Lodiba, from the house of Machir, son of Anemiel. When Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, "Mephibosheth, your servant," he replied. "Don't be afraid," David said to him, "for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father's Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table." 8. Mephibosheth bowed down and said, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?" 9. Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your son and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops, so that your master's grandson may be provided for." And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. 11. Then Ziba said to the king, "Your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servants to do." So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table and he was crippled in both feet. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his words in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe you have heard this story before. This man was condemned. He was living in Lodiba, a place of no remembrance, a place of no hope. But God remembered him. God will remember you in the mighty name of Jesus. As you come to his presence all the time, diligently, heavens will open upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. It reminded me of a church member a long time ago when I was in White Garment Church. This man was basically living from hand to mouth. No one knew him. There was nothing special about him. He was just a mechanic, going about his business and managing to feed his family. He will buy soft drinks when he can, and when he cannot, he will drink water. Then I remember one year, Pepsi Cola Company ran a sales program where if you buy a bottle, you will peel a seal off the bottle's cap to reveal a number, which among several millions of other numbers could win some prizes. our friend who could barely buy few bottles, peeled off the cover and kept the numbers. He could only buy a few. Not that it's not somebody that can say, okay, give me a crate. I'm like, no. Once a while, but he will peel it off and keep the number. Unknown to him, he was keeping a number allocated to a valuable motorcycle, a power bike. In those days, motorcycle was worth so much that his life instantly changed. He became the envy of friends and other church members. All it took was one announcement by Pepsi Cola that he was no longer the same. Praise the Lord. I know most people don't believe in miracles anymore. Many did, but many people don't believe anymore. Many who did in the past have grown they've grown so old that they no longer believe in miracles. Nevertheless, I want you to know that our God has not changed. His ability to pull up surprises, put smiles on the faces of people has not waned. If you are one of those who no longer believe in miracles, I suggest that you think again. There are several examples in the Bible of those God smiled on and their lives changed instantly. God will smile on you.
Amen.
Your life will change for the better.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you remember, based on the passage that we read, the friendship between Jonathan and David was exemplary. Often referenced by preachers and other Bible teachers. They will tell you the type of love and so on and so forth that existed between both of them. Not many people understood why Jonathan would go against his own father and be an ally of an enemy, a contender of the throne. Nobody knows. Yet, David had no better or more loyal friend than Jonathan, who often leaked to David secrets of his father's plan to harm him. It was no wonder, therefore, that long after Jonathan's death, David woke up one day and began to think of how to show kindness to the house of Saul in honor of Jonathan, his friend. And that's what we read in that passage. If you look at verse 1, David asked, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Is there anyone? That was how David's question set in motion one of the notable one-day impacts of a person's life recorded in the Bible. There's still a son of Jonathan, but he's lame in both feet. Can you imagine that? You want to bring a cripple to the throne? You want to bring a cripple to the royal house? Yes, David said. Because his people will be thinking, what are you doing with an handicap here? Don't you think that one will be giving us some problems? But because God has decided to show mercy unto Mephibosheth, his day came. So Saul's household servant was the one that informed David. And David quickly ordered that the servant be fetched. You know, when he was fetched, they asked him, yeah. He said, yes, there's still one son. And upon arrival, David said, don't be afraid, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father, Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather, Saul, and you will always eat at my table. You may be wondering, what is the impact of this? The impact of this change may not be immediately apparent to someone who is not in Mephibosheth's shoes. A double-feet lame man who described himself as a dead dog is made to eat at the king's table as long as the king is alive, and all the land of his grandfather, the former king, is restored to him. Do you know the implication of that? It instantly made him a millionaire. All in one day. So he woke up, he slept, hopeless, poor man. But he woke up a multi-millionaire. The miracle of the Lord will not elude you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
don't know what you want God to do for you, that you have been praying to God about, your time has come in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yet, strange and rare as this may be, God is able to replicate this today as he did in the past. That's what I want you to know. God is able to replicate whatever he did in the past. Things are changing. Climate are changing. Everything is changing. But the word of God remains the same. So just in case you have lost hope, in case you feel that you have reached the end of the road, in case you feel that you had nothing has ever worked for you, and possibly nothing will, one thing you should never do is give up hope. In the opening paragraph, I told you the impact a motorcycle made in the life of a church member. Here, we are also trying to show the impact David made in the life of Mephibosheth. All it takes for God to change your life is to trigger an occurrence or trouble the mind of someone who could touch your life and make an everlasting impact. You remember the case of Mordecai. He was there as a gate man. Is that not so? You remember his case? And he has done one good deed or the other, just as they are security officers, you know, intelligence officers, gathering intelligence, and they are usually at the gate of the king. And then these two people plan a sort of a coup. And he was able to, and then he revealed the secret. They were arrested, they were investigated, tried, and discovered it was true. And the whole thing died there. Nobody remembered anymore. And the man continued his work as an intelligence officer at the gate there. Until suddenly, one day, the Bible said the king could not do what? He could not sleep. When Mordecai has already lost hope, remember? There was a plan against him and every Jew in the kingdom to go by the way of painful death. He did not even went to the king. He did not even go to the king and said, King, you mean you are going to allow this? Knowing full that I did this? No. But God remember him. God will remember you in the mighty name of Jesus. God is still God. He can change your life in one single moment. It may not be a motorcycle, as it was in the case of that our church member. It may not be a repeat of Mephibosheth, but there is no shortage of ways God can use to give you a touch that you will never forget. What you only need is to keep on believing, keep on praying, and know fully that nothing is impossible for him. This morning, are you here? I don't know who God is trying to talk to this morning. Who seems to be losing hope? The word of God is coming to you this morning. Life is telling you, arise and do what? And shine. You will shine in the mighty name of Jesus. There are so many other examples that if we are to be talking about it, we will not go from here today. And with this, that God can do all things, and that miracles still exist, I want you to rise this morning. Just rise on your feet. During the prayer session, we ask for God's power. God's power, touch me. The choir also sang that beautiful song. Say, give me, out of me, bring what? A new wine. What is going on in your life? Talk to God this morning. A new wine. Concerning your family, concerning your status, concerning your marriage, nothing is impossible for him. Concerning your education, where will my parents get this money to add to the one they are already sending to college to send me? Brethren, nothing is impossible for God. The moment you do not lose hope, people like Mephibosheth, they've lost hope. They thought everything has finished, but suddenly, all in a day, the status changed. What it takes for you to move from being a poor man to a comfortable man to a rich man is just one day. It's just a voice. It's just somebody's, just God sending you to meet somebody. This mechanic I told you about went from owning a motorcycle onto owning a car. It was at an anniversary of one of the branches. I saw him again, this time around, not driving a motorcycle, but driving a car. I said, wow, his life changed. God is going to change the life of somebody here this morning. It takes just one day. One day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an ending of blessing, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. Genesis 27:30. We are going to pray. The blessing that is meant for me and my household will not be transferred to another. Go ahead and talk to God. The blessing that is meant for me and my household will never be transferred to another person. The blessing assigned to me, assigned to my name, will not become another person's own. The blessings reserved for me will not be tampered with by the enemy. The blessings of the Lord in my life will never be truncated for any reason. The blessings of David was never truncated. He was a beloved person of God. He committed murder. He committed adultery. Heinous crimes that should have condemned him to hell. But God never gave up on him because he was a beloved of God. Father, promote me to one of your beloved. Let me be your beloved, Lord. Let my family become your beloved. Lord, in my place of work, in my place of vocation, let me be a beloved one. In the ministry, Lord, do not abandon me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Exodus 12:2. Said, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Say a better amen.
Amen.
I pray, as we begin 2019 and we continue, as 2019 begins to unfold, we begin to receive and step into the realm of unsolicited miracles in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we begin to witness and testify incredible goodness in the mighty name of Jesus. We begin to encounter and experience greatness in all our ways, in our destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we will be dancing. We have been dancing. We have been praising you. A special time is also coming forward when we will say, okay, it's Thanksgiving time. Lord Almighty, let blessings be rained down as we accept our thanksgivings in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will not reject you.
Amen.
I will not be rejected.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.